kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean.
Presidential aide and family member Jared Kushner losing full access to secret information at the White House as his security clearance has been downgraded. After a year of working on an interim security clearance, his privileges have been revoked. The FBI is investigating after a letter with an unknown substance inside was sent to Joint Base Meyer-Henderson Hall in Arlington, Virginia yesterday. Several people who came into contact with it became sick. This is USA Radio News.
The Star Spangled Fish car emblem from Patriot Depot is inspired by the Christian values that uphold our great nation. The emblem is a symbolic reminder of the sacrifice Jesus made to save us and the sacrifices made by all the brave patriots who have kept the USA free from tyranny and oppression. You can show your support for Jesus and country with one beautifully colored Star Spangled Fish car emblem. Go to patriotdepot.com/fish emblem to get yours today. Use coupon code USA Radio to save 10% off your entire order.
It was a busy day for U.S. Border Patrol agents in Laredo, Texas, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
In less than a 24-hour period of time involving two separate incidents, Border Patrol agents discovered 39 illegal aliens inside two box trucks as they attempted to cross into the U.S. Miguel Contreras with the Laredo sector of the Border Patrol tells us, to smugglers, these individuals are mere commodities.
They don't care, you know, how they get them smuggled across the border or through our checkpoints as long as they just get them through. At the end of the day, you know, the smugglers, all they care about is just getting paid.
I'm John Clemens.
White House Communications Director Hope Hicks avoiding questions on Capitol Hill. The longtime President Trump aide appeared before the House Intelligence Committee yesterday as part of its investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election, and there are reports Hicks refused to answer questions related to her time in the White House and the time leading up to it after the election. Several Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee telling reporters Hicks was following White House orders not to answer certain questions, but stopped short of asserting executive privilege. And a new safety report claims marijuana might be partly to blame for a rise in pedestrian fatalities in America. The Governor's Highway Safety Association saying in the first 6 months of 2017, pedestrian deaths rose sharply in states that had legalized recreational pot, while in the rest of the nation, they declined. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Good morning. You're listening to Happy to Help. I'm going to start out with the weather forecast. It's a beautiful day today, mostly sunny, bright and sunny, and a high of 58. It's going to get to a low of 38 tonight, and tomorrow it's going to be 56, and maybe a chance of rain. It's going to kind of get a little cooler throughout the week, high of 40 on Friday, and staying in the 40s on Saturday.
Bye. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith, and you're listening to Happy to Help. It's a show about people doing good in the world, you know, whether doing volunteer work or nonprofit work or anything that makes them happy and who have found purpose in their life. And we want to share those stories with you to hopefully inspire you to find your purpose and find a way to help others, because we all are, I believe that that's the true key to happiness. So this morning we welcome two wonderful ladies, Sam Matthews and Maria Murphy. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you. Hi.
And I might be a little corny here, but I like to think that I've got an artista and a fashionista here today. So.
Yeah, that works.
And I'm going outside my comfort zone here. We're doing the technical Facebook Live here simulcast with the show today. So if you want to look on Facebook, our show, the page name is Happy to Help, or at Happy Hunterdon. So if you want to look, you can see us in action with our lovely headphones on. So I'm going to start with you, Sam. We met at Lone Eagle, I think Lone Eagle Brewery. I was at one of your ornament making things over the holidays, and it was really fun. And I think you have such an incredible story. And why don't you kind of give us a little bit about your background and what Art Across Borders is all about?
Yeah, so I graduated from a liberal arts college about 2.5 years ago. And Art Across Borders was actually the name of my thesis show. So I created a whole art piece about my travels. I did a lot of work in different countries. But the thing that tied them all together was the artistic work that I did there. So the heart behind it all was that my passion for creative outlets for kids started to grow. I worked with a nonprofit in Missouri called Art Feeds, who I love so much. You have to check them out. Mm-hmm. And they kind of inspired me in so many different ways. But after I graduated college, I realized I was going to be more stateside, and figured that I would kind of take my vision to creating creative outlets for people to my local wherever, anywhere that I could. Mm-hmm. It was a little tough being moving home from Massachusetts back to Jersey and not really having a community anymore, and I decided to just try to make one. So
you're doing a good job.
Yeah, thanks. I met some really cool people you, so it's been really great. But yeah, what happened was we used to have a VW bus in my family, and his name was Monroe. Monroe unfortunately caught on fire when I was in college. Oh, it was so crazy, but we always had this vision of having like something artistic with it and within my family. And then when I was with Art Feeds, they have a mobile art bus that was given to them by Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Mm-hmm. And his name was Van Gogh, and he was amazing. And like, I got to work alongside him during the summer. It's him because, I don't know, it just has a persona.
Van Gogh, that's okay.
So then once I was done working with them, they were still really good friends of mine. And I was like, I want to do this thing. I need to have a VW bus in my life. Like, how am I going to do this? And it dawned on me, like, I don't need my parents' permission to do this. I'm going to just do it myself. And long story short, I found Flo, who is my 1978 transporter, bought her from a couple down in South Carolina, bought it in a way you should never buy a car, but I got her and it worked out and it's great. I've spent a significant amount of time and money and energy in getting her restored and everything, but she's running like a champ now. And I travel and I do events at different local cafes and breweries. It started off with me going to Manskirt Brewing up in Hackettstown. Mm-hmm. They're amazing. Best beer around, honestly. Mm-hmm. But the owner, Joe Fisher, gave me the opportunity to have my craft and crafts night there. And that's kind of where it started. And then I am in this area a lot, so I reached out to Lone Eagle and asked if they'd be interested. They're like, absolutely. So it's just kind of grown from there. So I've got mostly adult workshops happening right now, which mm-hmm. like is really been a lot of fun. And it's mm-hmm. been different because I love kiddos and they're great and inspiring. Mm-hmm. But accessing adults has been like a next the next fun thing.
Right. And most of those adults probably have kids, so you can vice versa grow your network either way,
yeah,
which is good.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, and I really love your story about you got to experience 4 countries in 4 years. Mm-hmm. And can you talk a little bit about each country you went to and what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So when I was in high school, I actually went on a missions trip to Ecuador, and I worked at a kids camp down there. And when I was in college, then I was invited to come back and teach at the elementary school that a lot of the kids were from initially, like in the city. They were brought out to the camp in the countryside at the beach. But I was teaching art there for 3 weeks with a friend of mine. And that's kind of where it was sparked of like, man, we in America and in other countries too, like our idea of creativity is so different than a lot of developing countries or whatever else, because it's a matter of survival for them in a different way. And so having creative outlets isn't in their forefront of their mind of like mental health or, you know, personal health or anything.
It's just a different culture, different mindset, right?
Right. And it was just like blown away. Like, wow, these kids want to see our example to copy it perfectly in the first grade. Like, mm-hmm. Our kids here, it's just a totally different mindset. But mm-hmm. What blew me away was that there were kids there that had it in them. They mm-hmm. had this spark. I get chills talking about Aww. It because it was just amazing. Like, those are the kids that we want to like really empower, because mm-hmm. they're going to be the ones leading their peers eventually. So Ecuador was incredible. My heart is there. Like, I miss my friends there so much. So then I was in school a bit more, and then I went to Orvieto, Italy, in an honors art study abroad program through my college. And it was there that I really was like, yeah, it's not just in like America that we have all these privileges. Like, a country like Italy has yeah. a lot too. And yeah. it was so fascinating to be like, these kids are surrounded by ancient art, like at their fingertips, and like at the corner. There's like a cathedral that's from so long ago.
Do they realize it?
I don't know. Okay. See, this was the thing. I wasn't working with the children okay. necessarily. I was like in my own schooling there and everything, but everything was still kind of like forming. Mm-hmm. And then after I was there, I got accepted to an internship with Art Feeds. I found out on my birthday that I was accepted, so it was like really fun. And they do creative education and therapeutic art with elementary schools out in the Joplin and Northwest Arkansas area. Mm-hmm. And they have chapters that are kind of all over that neck of the woods. But they believe in empowering children and listening to their voices and mm-hmm. having them just have creative expression like all the time. Mm-hmm. So that was just so wonderful to be with them and do what I wanted to be doing. Like, I found someone in some place that was doing what I love. So that they have influenced me in so many ways. And then I went to Niger, West Africa. Then I knew a friend who was starting an organization or had one already, and they were building a youth development center. He invited me to come out and help them brainstorm for their art center and their art program there. And it was during my senior thesis. It was my senior year of college. I decided in September that I wanted to go in December. And people in my life were like, you're crazy.
Good for you.
So it came together, like, not even by my means. Like, there were a lot of other forces involved that made everything happen. And I went for a week. I had my amazing advisor and his wife sponsored 2 gigantic suitcases full of art supplies, and we brought them over. And Niger is actually the most underdeveloped country in the world.
Really?
Yeah, statistically. So talk about not having the same kind of mindset or anything that we have here, or even in comparison to Ecuador too, like just different.
Yeah.
But the kids there, like, I got to just like draw with some of them in the sand, because like we had a very large language barrier. And what's great is that like art transcends language, mm-hmm. and it's the best because they've got stuff in them that I don't understand, mm-hmm. but like they can show it. And that's what I love about all that. So,
oh my gosh, that's amazing. So from Ecuador to Italy to Missouri, mm-hmm. and then to Niger. That's an amazing story, an amazing journey.
Thanks.
So this is so fun. There's so many things I want to pursue here, but I am going to take a quick break and then we'll be back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back with Sam Matthews of Art Across Borders and Maria Murphy of Lele.net. And before we talk to Maria, I want to just share one quick story that you'll appreciate about my son. So my youngest son is a kind of artistic, you know, whatever. And I'll find these little drawings in permanent marker on little parts of the wall around the house and whatever. Yeah, it's fine. So, but the funny thing is one time we went to this restaurant and they had the white paper on the tablecloths and yeah. I asked for some crayons and it was just he and I. And then we were waiting for our food and he said, well, where's my coloring book or where's my placemat? And I said, no. This is your placemat. And I'm going to cry. Like his eyes got so big and his face and he just went to town. Like,
oh my gosh. I get excited about those papers still.
But it never occurred to him. And he was like, oh, this blank canvas. And so fun. So fun. Right. So those are the moments as a parent you die for. So,
That's all awesome.
Now on to Maria Murphy, who is a local friend of mine and a philanthropist and a fashionista and an executive and all these great things and with a big heart doing so many good things. And so why don't you give us a little overview of Lele and your background?
Oh, well, thank you so much for saying that. What a great intro. Well, Lele, I started 5 years ago and our company is based on the belief that helping others in need brings us closer to making the world a better place. That's really how it all...
Amen to that.
That's really how it all started. My background is in fashion. I've been in fashion for over 30 years, and most recently was vice president of sales at a large fashion company. And I wanted to do something. When I started Lele 5 years ago, I really wanted to do something that was going to give back to women, to the world, to local communities, as well as communities far away. So I had a pretty significant checklist of things that I wanted my business to be about and to hit and to strike a chord with. And I needed to take my fashion sense and the experience of all those years and kind of mesh that together with something that could give back. Because the involvement that I had had in the industry for so long, companies just didn't have that philanthropic bone in their being, in their body. And mm-hmm. It was really important to me because my husband and I both are charitable in nature. We're spiritual as well, and we like to help others and have that sense of community. So this was just a great natural blend of things mm-hmm. to bring together. So another thing that I wanted to do too is at the time my oldest daughter was going into college and wanted to have her learn what it was going to be about to mm-hmm. be a businesswoman.
Hands-on, right?
Yeah, hands-on experience and and see what that was about. So, and I wanted to be involved in e-commerce because that obviously is the future. Mm-hmm. And so all of these things kind of came together, fit together, and she would help me with social media. She got to be involved in what it was like to start an e-commerce website. Mm-hmm. And the fun things would be when we were purchasing products, I could say, okay, here, your buyer. You know, you have open to buy. Have fun. Buy some things. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. It was a
don't
fun,
have to tell her that twice. Right. Go buy stuff.
Hey, what girl do you ever have to say that to? So it was really just a perfect combination, a perfect storm. Mm-hmm. And I've just enjoyed the route that it's taken over these 5 years and watched the growth and the networking and the stretching out that it has made. And it's very, very close to my heart. It's just a very big passion project, and I love what it's all about. So the products started with beaded bracelets made in Nepal in a Christian community in Kathmandu. And the sole purpose there is to help girls, I mean, even as young as you know, less than teenage years, 9, 10 years old, come out of the sex trafficking trade, which is rampant in Nepal, and sadly so. Mm-hmm. And so through the sale of the products, they learn how to get into a workshop. They're first brought into a home, and they're nurtured, and they get education, and they're taken off the streets. And then as they get older, they learn a trade, and they're able to free themselves from this horrific industry. And so I had that product line, you know, I had Lele beaded bracelets for 2 years and decided I really wanted to branch out. I wanted to help other people. I wanted to help other communities and artists and groups. And one thing led to another, and it's just rolled into different products.
I know. Well, I was at your house this morning, and I had to have these new Guatemalan bag tags, so I just couldn't resist. So I'm excited for my new purchase.
Yeah.
And helping Guatemalans. And you have a very specific criteria for people and organizations that you work with. So can you talk about that?
Yeah, sure. All the products have to fit the criteria of being handmade, first of all. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Fairly traded, renewable, sustainable, while allowing the customer to shop guilt-free, and support worthy causes. So that's sort of the blend of what it needs to be. There are things like I'm wearing something right now that's made of upcycled, non-endangered bovine horn. Zero waste is a really great cause. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna use the animal, which many, you know, I don't, but I happen not to eat meat, but if you're, you know, in consuming, then you should be utilizing all of the parts of the animal and not letting all of that go to waste. So from the hides through the horn, and they make some really cool things. It's a tribe of women that it started out with utensils, actually.
Oh,
and then
cool.
It's worked into jewelry through the years. So part of the thing also needs to be one size fits all. You know, I'm all about things that are going to fit with everybody, but having the fashion sense and having the fashion eye that I do over all of these years, I don't like everybody to be a cookie cutter. You know, everybody shouldn't be walking around looking the same.
I agree.
And that's what's happened with retail. It's become so much of the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's cool. You know, I like people to be unique and to show their skin.
Well, celebrate your individualism, right?
Yeah, totally.
Show your stuff.
Totally.
Yeah.
So when I'm walking around and I'm picking products for my company, I'm looking for something very special, something very different, and something that speaks to me and is really like a one-of-a-kind item. So I think that's been my specialty, and I think that's what's been working.
Yeah, and on your website, lele.net, or on Facebook, lele.net, or is it at Lele? What is it?
Facebook is Lele.
Lele.
Yeah.
Okay, so and
Lei.
Yeah, lei-lei. Yes, and I was saying this morning, I said all of the products that you've got it displayed really nicely on your Facebook site.
Oh, thank
you. It's an easy way to see what things are going or what things are offered. And do you have any certain bestsellers or?
I do. Bracelets, the beaded bracelets I was saying, are always bestsellers. Mm-hmm. The horn items sell really, really well. I did a photo shoot where I was wearing some of the items, and it's funny how, you know, a lot of times people see something on and, you know, that kind of speaks to them because they can see how to wear it. So those pieces have been bestsellers. I also do I also carry beautiful Echo Resin, and it's all natural. It's made of like a tree sap. And then they throw some flecks of, you know, there are some gold flecks or some silver into the mix of it. And it looks like it's acrylic, but it is not. It's not plastic. It does not endanger the environment at all. It's non-carbon. It's amazing. And they're beautiful. The colors are incredible.
And what is that? What is the Echo Resin? What is it made into?
Or? It's made into jewelry. Either necklaces, earrings. Okay. I'm just recently are going to be getting in a couple of months, hopefully, some really cool bracelets. Mm-hmm. They just recently also took upcycled Indian saris fabric and cut some pieces of it and have it actually inside of the Echo Resin. So there's some really, they do some amazing things. And so the group of artisans that I get the Echo Resin and the horns, the same group, and it's a mother-daughter team, and they're incredible. And they have a ginormous network of artisans throughout the world.
And what country are they from?
South America.
Oh, okay, yeah, great.
They're
Oh my gosh. And I think you said you've got a show coming up soon. Is it open to the public?
Or? It is open to the public. It's actually free. So last October, I was invited to, through Facebook, they found me to the Diwali Festival of Lights. And that was incredible. It's in Maplewood, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And so now on Sunday, they are doing Lunar for the Year of the Dog. So we're having Lunar Fest, New Jersey. So I'll be there on Sunday along with a few other vendors, but also a lot of food and music, and they have things for the kids to do. And if it's anything like the one in October, it's going to be really incredible. The entire town of Maplewood showed up. It was really awesome.
And Maplewood's adorable anyway.
It's really pretty
town.
You've
got so much food and the bookstore there and the bakery, Abel Baker, and good
and
stuff.
And it's really diverse. You know, the group is so diverse, and I loved just seeing all of the different walks of life of people and energy that was coming into that room was incredible. So I'm really looking forward to that.
That's great. Is it in one of the churches or is it out on the street? Yeah, I don't know. Well, look it up on Facebook.
Yeah,
so Lunar Fest in Maplewood, New Jersey, this Sunday, March 4th.
That's correct.
Okay, great.
Yeah, from like noon to 6, I think, or noon to 5.
Okay, great. And also, Sam, you've got several events coming up, right? I know.
Yeah.
So why don't you kind of rattle those off for us so we can tell people where to find you?
Yeah. So I actually have my first out-of-state event tomorrow night up in Gloucester, Massachusetts.
Wow. Oh, back to where you're stopping.
Exactly. Okay. So I'm going to be there on Thursday. And then next week on the 8th, I'm going to be back at Manskirt Brewing in Hackettstown. The 10th, I'll be at Black River Roasting here in Flemington. The times are escaping me.
Well, I can find it.
And then I'll be at Lone Eagle Brewing the Tuesday after that, which is right here in Flemington as well. And at the end of the month, I'm going to be doing something with Factory Fuel Company right at the Stangle Factory. Follow Art Across Borders on Facebook and you can see all the events. And I've got more than that too, but those are the ones that are like the most local to here.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So book your calendar, mark your calendar for these upcoming events. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to go back to your Massachusetts roots. You went to Gordon College, is that right? And it's a Christian school?
Yes, it
is. Okay. Because I remember I read on your website that I think you said something about your God-given gift. What was it? Let's see. We talked about, you know, people embracing their God-given potential.
Yeah.
And I love that because, you know, we all have a purpose in this world and it's just a matter of finding it or connecting with the right people or finding where your passion is. And so I loved how you always came, especially for a millennial, you came back to your faith and were deeply rooted in your faith and are helping others find their creative expression through art. So do you want to talk a little bit about why you chose Gordon as a college and how that helped you find your way?
Yeah, sure. So I come from a family of artists, actually, from all different kinds of mediums. My dad is a graphic designer. My grandfather is a professional painter. They're kind of all over the place. But I grew up in Christian schooling. I had the choice, though, and it just felt right. And then I was visiting other colleges. I especially remember the visit when I went to the Art Institute of Philadelphia. My dad took me on a tour there because he just wanted me to feel rounded and experience a lot of different schools. And but I went in not really thinking I was just going to do art. When I was thinking about college, I was like, I kind of want to do missions as well and art stuff. Like, I don't know. So when I went, I had already been to Ecuador at that point, at least on missions trips from high school. So I went in for the interview, amazing school. And I, you know, there's people that go there and love it and that's awesome. But I went there and had an interview with the admission counselor, was getting to know her, telling her about myself and my heart and my passion. and was kind of getting into faith stuff because I didn't, like, why not?
Yeah, that's who you are.
Yeah, and I was just like, yeah, talking about my passion for kids and creativity and God leading things. And she was like, whoa, whoa, you're getting a little too deep there for me.
Whoa.
And I was like, okay. And I just kind of looked at my dad and I was like, I think we should go. Like, I think we're kind of done here. Like, this is clearly not the place for me. And then I decided to start looking at, like, liberal arts colleges in the area. And Gordon, Gordon was actually the only school I applied to. And yeah, I had a, what are they called? Priority application. Okay. So I didn't have to write the essay.
Nice.
Which is awesome. Didn't have to pay for the application or whatever else. And I met the art department there and just, like, knew I was home. Like, mm-hmm. they are such an amazing group of people. They really are, like, they're spiritual guides and people and very talented artists. But they recognize, like, there's a disconnect sometimes with Christian schools and the art departments. Mm-hmm. And it's hard because, like, especially things like nude models or whatever. Like, there's a lot of topics that are, they're still figuring out.
Okay.
But with Gordon, they're like, no, we're created in God's image and we're going to look at that. Yeah. And that's cool.
Like, no, that's great. They so they're progressive, that. Right?
Yeah, okay. Totally. And so I knew and I went in and, yeah, I got into the art program. Oops. And just loved it there so, so much. And I miss it there a lot. I miss the North Shore. They've got everything up there. It's like the mountains and the beach and art and the city. And it's so much fun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not that far from Jersey. You can, like, no, you said, you're right. going tomorrow, right? Or something back up there. So that's good.
And that's why tonight, actually.
Oh, tonight. Okay.
Yeah. No, but that's kind of why I chose it. Because it was like 5 or 6 hours. If I needed to come home on a weekend, I could. And it was closer to a different city. So it was like a new culture. And yeah. Nice. It was a blast.
Good. I love that. I love that story. And Maria, you talked about you and your husband are both very philanthropic and grounded in your roots and your faith and your kids, too. So I always, you work with kids with art, and I'm always, people are always asking, where can my kids volunteer? What can I do? And you guys have done some great things. So do you want to talk about how you've embraced volunteering in your family?
Yeah, sure. Well, my husband's a chiropractor, so in Chatham, New Jersey. So very holistic and healing. In its core. And so we've brought that together. And as I said, mentioned before about being spiritual, we belong to a Presbyterian church and it's very community driven. So there, whenever we can, we try to volunteer there. He is also on the board of directors of a school for handicapped children in Chatham, which is ECLC. And he's been with them for over 20 years.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's something that is very close to him and to us as a family. We also have been at various fundraising events for Bonnie Bray, which you're familiar with
right,
in our
Baskin
town,
Ridge.
Baskin Ridge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So those are two things. We have donated towards Hearts for Honduras, which is at our church as well. I do it through Lele, so I will take percentages of my sales at. So I'm helping the artisans on the front end mm-hmm. through the product sales, and they're, you know, for every product I sell, they have to make more. So they're constantly being employed and fairly compensated for their work. But on my side of my business and the sales end of it, I donate back to different charities and different organizations. So Hearts for Honduras is one of them. And they have this program that sponsor a student, which I love. So for the last few years, I've sponsored a student there. And it's really sweet because, you know, they send you like a card and an update and you really feel, you can see here, like you really feel how, you know,
a picture
thankful.
That they drew. That How's the art?
How's can the you? Art?
Awesome. Fantastic. Kid art is my favorite.
They send you a little update and they make a bookmark and just send a picture.
Oh,
I mean, it really, it feels so good. And this has been just an important thing for our family too, because many years ago, my children even held a lemonade stand.
I think I drove by.
Did you know? At the end of our street. Yeah. And the money that they earned from that lemonade stand went towards sponsoring a child of their own. So it's really taught them a lot.
Yeah, and it's fun for them.
Absolutely.
And they can help out. So I think, you know, it's just incorporating that into, that's how I grew up, was my parents, grandparents, everybody was always volunteering. It was just kind of a way of life in our family.
Absolutely.
And you couldn't help but just get caught up in it, and it felt good.
It's such an important message, I think, to teach your children and to, you know, for them to grow into, and hopefully they'll continue and take what we are doing now and take that along in the future of their lives too. You know, we've also involved with Bernard's PEC.
Mm-hmm. Parents of Exceptional Children.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. VNA, Visiting Nurse Association, that's mm-hmm. another one. I mm-hmm. do the holiday market there.
Oh, okay.
Last 2 years, so that's nice. It helps the adult day community there.
Yeah, and people feel good about shopping to help others during
absolutely.
The holiday season, especially.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, you know, the spirit of the season
right.
brings that
right.
in. Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice if there was a way of having that happen more often than just once a year, but it's a really great thing. And again, it's, you know, that's a local one. And then there's been various, you know, PTOs, More Than Me, Heartworks, Burnsville Public Library. I mean, yeah. those are just to name a few things.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's great. And you've spent your career in New York in fashion, which is a tough industry, and you've got your older daughter and your younger daughter. So what did
and an we, older son and a younger son.
Yeah. Well, I was going, I
oh,
know that.
The
no,
women.
No, I'm going down the women track. Who cares about the guy? No, 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 no. No, but I know. I mean, boys are important too. We need them too. But no, I always tell people with my work for Room to Read, I often open with, what is the greatest underdeveloped resource in the world today? And it's girls.
Totally.
And people don't realize that, you know, and so we need to empower girls and lift girls up and give girls opportunity. And
absolutely.
We don't want them getting married at 12 and, you know, and or trafficked or all these horrible things. So,
right.
but in the jungle of New York City, or what advice would you give, do you give to your own daughters, and would you give to just younger women and women in general about, making time to give back, because you obviously have a busy career, busy family, busy extracurricular, passionate, you know, how do you fit it all in?
You know, I think that I think innately some people are wired to juggle a lot of balls. So sometimes it just comes more naturally to certain people than it does to others. I'd like to think that we're all equal and we're all that way and we all just feel that passion. But again, I hope that through watching and learning, it just will work its way into my children and my daughters. But I would say just, you know, open yourself up to more opportunities. You know, your life should be a sponge. You should just soak things up and keep yourself open to change, you know, open to learning. And anybody that says, you know, that at an age like I know it all, I've learned it all. You don't know it all. You know, mm-hmm. every day is a learning experience. Every day I learn more and more, and I think that's the coolest thing. I just mm-hmm. love learning new things, and I think, you know, part of that being in New York City, it's a fast-paced environment. That's kind of a natural thing that you're exposed to so much. And, you know, you just have to have your eyes wide open and have, you know, your head on your shoulders the right way. But I think having a really good heart is so mm-hmm. important. And, you know, the more you do and you help people, the more you're going to get back. You know,
it's addictive.
It's a funny thing, right? And there is that karma. And I think mm-hmm. that if you do good and you pay it forward, it's going to come back to you multifold. And you just got to teach that lesson and share it.
Right. I agree. And I think as women, maybe I'm right or wrong, but I think we have more intuition and everybody has it, but I think we're kind of procreated for that. But I think if people are, because people are so angst into, you know, getting through the commute or checking their phone or checking their email or getting all the tasks done that they need to do that they don't ever just take time to just chill or sit or just be open and increase awareness to what might come your way.
You're right.
Because if you're just quiet and it's one of those, I think I read, it's one of those skills or one of those things that the more you use it, the more it comes to you. Mm-hmm. So your intuition, once you start listening to it a little bit more, then more things open up. So, but it takes a quiet time to let it happen.
I would agree. That's kind of self-meditation, you know, and the quiet is really key. It's true. I do some of my best thinking when I'm just, you know, you're in the shower or you're driving or you have those moments where your mind is just clearly like, it's like a clean slate, you know?
Yeah.
And you just start thinking of all these wonderful things or ways you can help or opportunities or, you know, ideas.
Right. Right. And Sam, do you have to get into a creative mode or do things just popping all over the place for you?
Honestly, it's exhausting. There's a lot. No, but I was actually just wrote a Facebook post about this recently and how we have to be bored sometimes. Like even if you're busy, being bored is an opportunity for creativity to spark. And me just sitting in my studio being like, okay, I have like a ton of materials in front of me. I don't know where to start. Like what's going to happen from there? Things will happen. And like, don't force it,
mm-hmm.
but force the time spent. It's like a weird balance of like,
yeah.
you have to commit to make the habit of sitting down and like figuring out from there what's going to, you know, spiral and snowball into something new.
Yeah, or go for a walk or do something. But or even when yeah. I'm in the car, sometimes I don't have the radio on. I don't have anything on. I'm in silence. Mm. So just looking at the trees or whatever. Or paying attention to driving. What a novel concept.
That's good.
Right? Well, and when my kids come and say, I'm bored, I'm like, good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not helping you. You go figure it out.
Yeah.
I think it's
a hard time for kids right now. Like just with
they're overscheduled.
Holy Toledo. Overscheduled and just like over inundated with screens and everything. And it's hard because when I was a kid, like I was raised with screens and stuff too, but it's different. I feel like there's less, I don't know. There's like not as many kids that have that innate creativity in them because they're not given the time or created the time to develop that. And I had an easel in my room since the day I was born. My grandfather made me this drawing easel with a gigantic roll of paper on it that would pull down, I'd scribble on it and then rip it off and give it to my dad and then like just do that all the time.
I love that.
Yeah, but placemats at restaurants always was my thing. Yeah. That was like my favorite time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's so true. It's really important. My daughter is an artist too, and I got to try to get her off the phone. I just said, stop with that. Go back to what you love. You love drawing.
Yeah.
Pick up the paper again, start drawing. And she's been doing it. A lot
good.
Now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, totally. And I'm always the card guru. I always make my kids make thank you cards. I said, Nana or Grandma
card
just
guru,
want cards.
I like that.
Yes, I'm just, you know, just scribble a little note,
totally.
You know, make a little smiley face. That just makes their day, and it's not, you know, it takes 3 minutes of your time. Yeah, yeah. So I'm definitely, you know, they're not happy with me with that. There's a lot of things that I do that my kids don't enjoy, but it'll...
That's being
I know, that's what I say. If your kids say they hate you, then you know you're doing a good
right.
job.
That's right.
Amen to that.
Noted.
Amen. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back on Happy to Help, and today we have Sam Matthews of Art Across Borders and Maria Murphy of Lele here talking about women and fair trade and creativity and intuition and art in general. And so I wanted to go back to Sam and ask you about some of your fair trade partners that you've mentioned on your website.
Yeah, so I have a little feature on my site just like because I have so many friends that are doing really cool things and that have started companies or are working with companies that are doing amazing things. So one of them is my friend Brooke, and she is the creative director and also wears so many other hats for this company called Anugra. And they are a social enterprise that seeks to craft modern home goods that are beautiful, fair trade, and contribute towards creating better opportunities for women in India. They educate and employ women from oppressive environments in efforts to empower them personally, as well as their families and greater communities. And so she is a lot of textiles, and they do printing, and they teach them how to sew. And it's been around for a while. I forget the actual timing of it, but she's been taking that on since we graduated, and it's been amazing to watch her flourish. So that's Anugra, A-N-U-G-R-A. And you can look
Maria's
that up.
Maria's making a note.
Check it out. Yeah. They make beautiful things. And then I have another friend who works for a company called Bujamas, and they are hand-sewn in Kibuye, Burundi, in the spirit of Fashanya, a Kirundi word meaning help one another. To women who make Bujamas, they are paid for their fair wages and also provide sewing services for Kibuye Hope Hospital, which is like in that little village right there. And the proceeds from the Bujamas will benefit the Kibuye community. So she's actually working on moving back there really soon and has a whole mission going. Maybe in the show notes or something, I can give you the link to her page
for sure.
Yeah, so.
So are they like pajamas, but they're called Bujamas? Or comfy clothes?
They're pants. Yeah, okay, they're like really fun pattern pants that are super cozy. So those are two of my friends. And like I said, Art Feeds, they're also young women who are doing this thing that is so much fun. And they have different ways that you can get involved in everything as well. I'm surrounded, luckily, by millennials that are passionate and that are doing things.
So
and
cool.
Yeah, it's so inspiring just to talk to my friends and just and also to keep up what I'm doing to inspire more makers. Because as an art major, we are totally always combating the conversation of are you a starving artist? And it's no, I'm not.
Breaking the mold.
Yeah. Or what are you going to do with that? Are you going to go teach? It's I don't. The way that I teach and what happened is, so I also teach at the Visual Arts Center of New Jersey over in Summit. And how I format my classes and my workshops, they're for any age. Usually I get a lot of adults recently, which has been a new fun platform because I'm able to help break this mold of okay, you're coming to take this painting class or whatever else. You're not going to make the same thing as the person sitting next to you. Even when you go to one of those paint studios that they do that, you're not going to make the same thing as the person next to you or as the person who's doing the example. So I love just giving people the tools and the space and the time to create something because I get a lot of women that come to my events, mostly women, mostly moms, and they usually will come in with this idea of I can't draw a stick figure. And I'm like, well, good thing you're going to be using hammer and nails and string. you don't have to do that then. Yeah. It's okay. And just we have there's such a stigma around people who aren't making art their life, or whatever, that they can't be creative. And it's no, you are and you can be. So my whole thing is the Art Across Borders has become this thing that's you. There's art out there. You have it in you. Everyone's an artist, but you need to cross those borders sometimes within yourself to get over it and to just try.
Which is also a good lesson, just to not be so self-critical. Everybody's so self-judgmental.
Oh my goodness.
So self-critical. So this is just a fun, creative way. So you get a little paint on your jeans or something that's the worst that can happen.
Just everything
right?
that I own.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But then you have a fun memory. I did this when I was at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've been to those paint by numbers classes I'm more let me just do this and do that. I want to do my own thing. And
that's great. Your spirit is unique too, because some people come in and they want to be told what to do. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to give you a stencil.
That way. That's
right.
Safer.
And they're afraid to take risks.
Break them out.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's good. Well, no, I think that'd be fun. I'm more of a beer drinker than a wine drinker. So that's why I loved all the craft things. And I made ornaments people made plaques to hang up in their wall, I think.
So my workshop's that day was a holiday workshop. So I had a lot of different things available, but we do collaging, a lot of mixed media stuff. We do the string and nail art things. I'm going to be at the Bridgewater Mall once a month at the Old York Cellar. They're from Ringo's.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
Yeah,
been there.
So they have a little tasting room. So I'm there once a month now as well, doing crafting with wine. Yeah,
okay.
So And yeah, all those projects are wine related. Like,
okay,
well,
that's good. No, yeah,
thing,
wine, so, beer, that's all good. Mm-hmm. And then we just need to throw some chocolate in there. And
yeah, you can bring your own.
Okay, good. Yes. Good to know. Mm-hmm. Yes, and so I think Maria's got, well, the other thing I want to tell is that I consider myself a connector, and I love connecting people, and my brain's always going wild. So I'm loving that I connected these two women today.
Yeah.
And I think there's all the kinds of synergy. And we need to point out that we were commenting on your lovely t-shirts. Maria says inspire change, which is her motto and message. Mm-hmm. And then Sam's is risk taker, dream maker. So we'll share all those informations if you want to have where your passion and where mm-hmm. something
totally.
That does good and give more advertising to all these wonderful people doing good things. And I think are we entering Maker Month or Maker Day? Is March? It's usually in March, right?
Oh, is it? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, well, because you've got the Millennial Makers thing. Well,
right.
It started coming a few years ago, and they started doing it at all the libraries. They have Makers Day, and I think it's coming up in a couple.
I should know that.
Yeah, well, yeah, look into it. But it was like, and I was like, what's Maker? What is this? But I guess mm-hmm. it's Legos and Autobots and all kinds of stuff. But they usually do it at, I think, the public libraries throughout New Jersey have
Kind
of thing. So you definitely, there'll be lots of kids. So you should definitely check that
out. What you're talking about now. I think it's like this weekend or something.
It's soon. I think it's usually in March. So I think there is a movement to get people to use their hands and get more hands-on and creative.
Yeah, right. So seek it out. Find out.
And not just the thumbs, right?
Exactly.
Right. All your hands.
Yes.
All
and
your digits.
Mind and your heart. And I think people check out your local public library and see if they've got something on the calendar for Maker's Day, because I think it's happening.
Cool.
So what else, Maria, can you tell us about Lele? And you had a cute story of it was from Sean. The name came from Sean going Lele or something.
Yes. When my son Sean, who is now 12 years old, was born, and it was time to nurse and to, feed, he made the cutest little sound that just was Lele, Lele. And every time he'd see it, I was like, okay, it's time, he's hungry. And, when you've got that baby brain and you're just, you're tired and you have no sleep. And I just sat there one day and I went, I'm going to use that.
Aww.
I am so going to use that name one day in a business. And played around with the spelling of it. Mm-hmm. I didn't want it to be like Lay's potato chips and something different.
It's more the Hawaiian Lay, right?
Right,
yeah.
More like the Hawaiian Lay, exactly. And so that became my core of the business. And I just felt that was so perfect, too, because it was a nurturing thing.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So sweet
totally.
To my heart. So
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's
the stories
story.
Are all so good. So, well, tell us what's going on with Flo these days. Flo, the VW van.
Flo, she is a pip. Oh, man. She is. She's going to be 40 this year. So,
party.
I'm going to throw a party for her.
Party.
Yeah. Me and my birthday's in May, so I always celebrate them together because she was delivered to me on my birthday actually too.
You're a Taurus.
Yeah, I'm a Taurus. Yeah, very strong-willed. I was recently blessed with, oh my goodness, the most amazing group of guys. They are from a group called the Filthy Buggers, and it's a VW bug group.
Okay.
And they came out and helped me assess an engine problem that I had. And I was told and preparing to replace my entire engine.
Wow.
And which was going to cost a ton.
I was going to say.
I did like very small fundraisers. It wasn't really taking off. And they came and checked it out for me and like tapped around, saw the problem, and were like, okay, yeah, we could probably fix this for like $50. And I was like, what? So like a couple weeks later, they came out, we set up a tent, they like drilled things into the engine, fixed the thing that broke, and then it was done. And it was like right before Christmas, and I was like, you have no idea what you just did for me. Like, so rad. So the next thing is she needs a new pedal thing, because like the gas pedal stays down.
Oh, that's not good.
It's not good. So that's on the next to-do list. And also outfitting her.
They help you with that soon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They will. And outfitting it with new storage and stuff on the inside of it.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah.
So are these guys going to continue to help? Where are the buggers from?
They're out of like Randolph, New Jersey, I believe.
Oh, so close.
Yeah. I'm going to ask them more for like the technical things. But I have a couple friends that do woodworking that are going to help me with the cabinets and stuff.
Good.
So, yeah. Yeah, but that's what's going on with her. And right now I'm using my Kia Sportage, Sasha Sportage, and I drive her around and everything. So, yeah.
Nice,
so
yeah. Cool. No, mm-hmm. I love the flow concept. That's just so funny because you can travel around. And
people
yeah.
love her, too. Yeah. And everyone who comes by, like, has a story to tell about their VW, and it's a blast. Like, I can't wait to have warmer weather to set up and go to things. Because I hope to, this summer, one of my goals is to be at more public parks and just, offer cheap or free projects for kids to come and do, or adults too. So
you just follow the food trucks.
That's true. That's a good idea. I should make friends with one of them.
You should, because that would be perfect. Yeah. Because you can just park right there, and they can eat, and then the parents can eat or have a beverage while the kids are in.
Well, I think I need a flow sister so that I can go with you, and then they can shop.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah, I'm sure you could have a little section.
We
could
get a caravan of buses out
there
here.
No, that's good. Oh, that's so fun. I mean, there's just lots of fun things that we can do here. So connecting and it's so good to have just a mechanic. Like my husband had a VW Bug when he was young.
And he's
mechanically inclined. So it's so good when you have someone who just knows a little bit about. And he prefers the older cars because everything now is electronic, and he can't really work on it. So maybe I should have him check out Flow.
Oh yeah, please give me his number because I've been duped by mechanics over the past 2 years and I don't have money or time for that.
Yeah, I know that, and he's got a special place in his heart for bugs. So maybe
sweet.
That's cool. Well, and then talking about another little side story. So my husband's very mechanically inclined and gets the kids out there in the garage and helping him, and I'm clueless. But so he taught them how to change a tire, right?
So
I was coming home. It was literally, a quarter mile from my house, and I saw this lady pull over because she was getting her stuff out because she had a flat tire. Mm. And she was, just like a mom or something. And so I knew my son was home, my 16-year-old son. So I ran home, and I grabbed him, and I said, "You're going to change this lady's tire." And he was a little nervous at first because he hadn't done it, in action before.
Oh my gosh.
He changed her tire.
That must have meant the world to her.
I know, but he was so proud of himself too.
Because
he had to figure out her tools and everything, and so just the littlest skill set.
That's a lost skill too.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, there's no way I could do that. I'd be like AAA,
right.
Well,
not just just doing something feels good and accomplishing something, which is with my workshops. People come in, they're so afraid, and I'm like, it's okay. You're going to have fun. And if you can finish this in the end of the class, you're going to be amazed. Even if you don't like it.
Yeah.
It's been the process that matters.
Yeah, the process is key, right?
Totally.
Okay, so we've only got...
It's helped others, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we've only got a couple minutes left. So let's do a quick wrap-up with Maria and where people can find you and your things and Lele and all that stuff. And then we'll do Sam.
Okay, awesome. Well, we talked about this Sunday that actually in Maplewood's The Woodland. That's where you go. It's like a community center.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
That's where it is. So come out and see us. You can find Lele, which is Lei-Lei, on Facebook. And also Instagram is Lele Nepal, one word. Pinterest, Lele Bracelets, all one thing, no breaks in the name. And Twitter is @LeleMaria. And the website is Lei-Lei.net. Lele.net.
So go shopping. Get going.
Shop for a cause.
All right, great. And
Art Across Borders is on Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest. And it's all just Art Across Borders. But it's fun because on my Art Across Borders Pinterest page, if you see that you want to come to one of my workshops, I have a whole inspiration board and different categories for the different workshops that I do. So you can see inspiring pictures to jog your ideas and what you're going to do. Please follow me on Facebook and Instagram. And that's how you can kind of see the upcoming events. And artacrossborders.com, I am updating everything on there and you can see a lot of pictures. And I do private events. I do private birthday parties or any kind of party for kids or adults. I can travel to your home, to a restaurant, anywhere you want. For the most part.
Well, I remember I was always looking for a new birthday party idea. You know, I mean, you just take your craft box and show up, and it would be a nice alternative to the game truck.
Yeah, and I do face painting too for kids or adults too. So,
I think the thing that's important for us is the following and the sharing because
absolutely.
We're really all about getting the word out there and networking and sharing what the stories are and what the causes are. So
yeah.
So we're giving your permission to get out your phones and follow
everything right now.
Please
do.
So, well, thank you so much. It was so much
fun
having
Nicole.
You.
Thank you, Nicole.
See you soon.
It was a blast.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The body of the late Reverend Billy Graham has arrived at the U.S. Capitol building, where it will lie in honor in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda today and tonight. Before the hour is over, President Trump will speak at a memorial service where GOP House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will also deliver remarks. Yesterday, during visitation at the Billy Graham Library in North Carolina, former President Bill Clinton paid his respects, recalling for reporters how he had met Graham when he was 11 and then met him the next time when he was governor of Arkansas.
He was the same person I saw when I was 11. That says a lot. I think he was a profoundly good man. Every time I think about him, I'll be 11 again.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort's pleading not guilty to the latest charges against him. In a court hearing this morning, a trial date for September 17th was set. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning...
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by...